this year Rishon is going to be Tisha B'Av, or better will be Yud B'Av. Tisha B'Av, that's Dincha. So we'll try to cover the practical halachas again to Tisha B'Av. First, there's more than a tainus that says that the technical halacha is that the anhogas of Avelis only starts with Shul Shukal Boy. Different more says that we pass him with Shul Shukal Boy, a person that should be Makbo and Kviso and Tasparis. The question is, if his man is there, so with Tisha B'Av pushed off this year to Yom Rishon, is in the Tisha B'Av Shinitcha, and therefore there's Shul Shukal Boy. Maybe there is no Shul Shukal Boy. So the Mechab brings down Sim Tov to an Aleph, to Dalet, two different sheetahs. Stam that there is no Shavu Shechal Boy this year, and they won't have the Chumras of Kvisa Rechitza. Masha'enkin, we have the Ish'oim that says there is Shavu Shechal Boy, because Be'etam Tisha B'Av is Chal on Shabbos, and being pushed off to the next day. So Loch HaMaisa, the Meishar, they always have the Loch HaShavu Shechal Boy. They do not have any Hanok between Machma from Mosh Chodesh. They have a Stam Ish'oim, and therefore Me'ekadin Stam Ish'oim Loch Kestam, their Meikol. And therefore, they'll be making everything except maybe Tasparis not take a haircut. It's not nice walking to Tisha B'Av looking nice, like going to Melech. Otherwise, they'll wear fresh laundry clothing this week. They'll do the laundry this week. They'll then hug with them, like any time when it's from Rosh Chodesh. And they'll be making everything. The Gate of Ashkenaz, we always are making from Rosh Chodesh up anyway. We anyway do not wear fresh laundry clothing. We don't do washing from Rosh Chodesh up. So, of course, we know the difference between if there's a Rosh Chalbo or not. Might they point out that there are certain coolers that do come out even for Bnei Ashkenaz. One example is that we know we're Machmor Shchodesh Av not to Bosser Yain. By a Siddur Mitzvah, let's say you're making a Bris Milo, which says in the Mishnah Berurah, is that from a Shchodesh Av you cannot Bosser Yain. Shavuot Shachar Boy only a minimum sum to cannot Bosser. Everyone else will have Harav or Milchik. For example, I once made a Bris on Zayin Av. I gave 10 people Fleishik, so everyone else I gave Harav to. Now people will fact figure upon me that Maisa, that's not what the minig is. We always give everyone Fleishik. That's what comes out of the Mishnah Berurah. The Shavuot says, however, this year, when there is no Shavuot Shechal Boy, we can be Mekel, and therefore everyone can have Fleishik. One Nav Kamino. Another interesting Nav Kamino, they discuss, what about cutting your nails? Now the Nishal in general, if you cut your nails during Shavuot Shechal Boy, not. Come on, the Shavuot says, even want to be Machmer, but not an Erev Shabbos. And therefore, tomorrow, you want to cut your nails and cover Shabbos, the Shavuot passes. And the Hog is the Maisa, we can't cut our nails to cover Shabbos. Another interesting shaila is, can you wash your kids? I got a phone call this morning, someone ran out of the kids' clothing. So Mishmur brings down the law is, Machlokes El Yab and the Chayodim, can you wash kids' clothing? It brings down that El Yab was tiny when Machlokes was finished out. Chayodim says, we can be Mekel until Shmur Shachal Boy. The minute is, and every year, that we wash kids' clothing until Shmur Shachal Boy. What about this year? Do we have Shmur Shachal Boy or not? You could say, this Svek Svek, according to El Yab, could be maybe we do have a Shmur Shachal Boy. You might say, see the swarm, and then obviously you see not the way the women who run out of kids' clothing, what will they do? The law is kids that they get dirty constantly, 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 8-year-old, the mice can't wash the kids' clothing. Well, because again, even though we usually are makhmur Shechodesh Av, but things that have the coolest of Shechal Boy, the mice will be making that Indian. Next thing is, every Shabbos, Chazoyin is taking a shower tomorrow. So first of taking a shower of a klali is on every time during the 9 days for the covered Shabbos. There seem to be first two separate anhogas in general. You get to taking the covered Shabbos. Not mitzvah the sugi of Zayah. One is the way how the Bnei Eretz Yisrael seem to go with is they'll wash the body, the whole entire body with cold water, lukewarm water. Otherwise, we must not use hot water. The anhogas in the Bnei Chutzlar, based upon the Henkin, the Moshe, and others, is that Eretz Shabbos you can take a shower like you always do. No difference, a hot water, a regular shower, the whole entire body, no difference. Now there is a Mishnah Berurah that does discuss that maybe since tomorrow is the Etzim Erev Tisha B'Av, the upper person should not take the shower in the afternoon, but only in the morning. It brings out a people, but the Chavkila should take a shower before Chatzais. Or at least the Chavkila should always wash here before Chatzais. But Vosna Nevrak says, myself, that's not the mini Klal Yisrael, and I think Balabach is very simple. If you take a shower in the morning, especially if you can do a sponge in the afternoon, wash your kids, it's very hot in the afternoon. This practically, you can come into the Shabbos not being clean, therefore the Nhoge is, and the Mishmur himself says, with the Evan, you can wash in the afternoon. Therefore the Nhoge seems to be, if we take a shower close to Shabbos, like the Amos says, the Reis Lama Fein, we not seem to worry about this Chum over here. And again, what type of shower, that's whatever you do every single year, what do you do when it's during the 9 days of the covered Shabbos? Didn't Shabbos itself, better with Tisha B'Av. The Shaila among the Achoinim wasn't mean it's Tisha B'Av, except we can fast, we push off to Sunday. No, but Etzem Tisha B'Av is Sunday, except we have Milas, Circle Service, Tesh B'Av, we have Milas on Shabbos. We want to say it's Machlokes, Machab versus Amor, Rajbo, Yishami versus Babli. one makor they're coming from, the discussing on Shabbos itself, doing the things that form the tzinah. That means other things that are preferential, you know, we cannot do on Shabbos, you have no available on Shabbos. The formation of a tzinah is in to be machmer. For example, one thing is the get Tashmi Shamito. The Mechav brings down, Be'etem is earlier, we're showing the story, what's the title, there's no Indian of Tishbub at all, and the Vomish of Tzil Maish is Mutter, therefore Tashmish of Al-Oino, the Maish is a Mitzvah, therefore it's Mutter. And therefore, Be'ikin of Neishmar seems to be knowing this way, that even a Goyin that seems to go this way. At Tana Shani, we are most of the Maishah, be the Ruyuk of Rabunio, the meaning is not our Tashmish. But Machmer, that's how Be'ikin of Neishmar seems to go, except, says the Pleiskim, the being down with the Mokhid the Raisa, the Al-Tfilo, Ritmuder, Boluder, and things like that. Otherwise, we are machmer not our tashmish. Why? Because it's in the vavim of mitzvah. The vavim of mitzvah we do not do on tishah b'av and gamet shabbos. Now the question is how far to take this Indian over here to be machmer, let's say, on the concept of tashmish. What about the shara chokis? Chibur kedusha sleeping in one bed. So there are certain forms like bringing down the chokis to apply or the gear to apply. The mitzvah seem to apply to not the way. The biggest form to do not the way. The only thing we seem to be machmer is tashmish shemito. You can't start claiming maybe a chibur kedusha. Otherwise, in general, all the chokis do not apply. The gear does not apply. There are no chumers except for the end of tashmish shemito. On Tisha B'av, there'll be, the Mishavua says at night we're going to be machmer for Nikiya, and during the day, if she wears makeup, we machmer on the gear. Here we do not see anyone down the Indian over here, and therefore there won't be these comers.
They don't make up anyway, so
they if they're leftover makeup, yeah. Or Mishim is kosher means even putting on jewelry or anything, a nice outfit. No. This Shabbos and this Sunday. What? No, so we're supposed at night we're machmer and gear or mitachas and machmer. What? But during the day he says it also be a kosher. But this year on Shabbos, we're not machmer only. Now you have to know when you sleep. One bed sucks like maybe if you roll over a fence house, you always see your own bed. The drop separates and there shouldn't be any problems certainly. I don't want to say maybe you should not. You have to roll over. Maybe you should add some separate the beds and drop. On Shabbos. I'm sorry. On Shabbos. On Sunday. On Sunday. Because technically, when we're in the local, having the beds separated, a master is not. Okay, we're master arms land for ammo. So that one we know. But the master, if you know that you have to roll over, so make it drop a little separate. You won't roll over. But that's one thing, Vom Shabbatina. Second thing is taking a hot shower on Shabbos, washing your hands with hot water. So come along the Taz, we're done with the Shabbua, also washing hot water is Vom Shabbatina, and therefore a person should be machmer with it. Now, practically, I point out in our soul, it's not really Negev, because you get a Baal Shaila official. Because you have Baya, we take out the hot water, you put in other cold water, it goes inside your door. So there is a lot of work down to be machmer in Rechitza, or washing yourself, instead of going to hot water, but that's not too practical. The gates of the mikvah, also a shaila divan hokus and klai, so go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Other than the gate to Shabbos, is can you have a kiddush? Can you have a kiddush for a child, for a girl? Can you have an ofra? So the klal is basically anything that's done before Hetzia, people asking why you're not having it, a body does not do a velos on Shabbos. For example, you have a kid on Wednesday, a boy. They come to Shalom Zofar Friday night, and everyone asks you, why not have a Shalom Zofar? Say, why get Tisha B'av? That's the profession. And the body of a Shalom Zofar on Tisha B'av, that's Porsche. On the Kiddush for a girl, before you say, I'm having next week. No point to me, it's not Tisha B'av. I wait for the reason, the passion. The Kiddush for a girl you should not have. Question? What? Yeah. Once it's done, the Porsche should not be a problem. Now, to get to an ofra, it really depends. Well, an ofra will be sparsha, but people ask you why you don't have an ofra. So they point out the body can. They do say maybe you should not make an ofra more than what's normal, ever the simple ofra you'd always do. They do say there's a mile to have the week before, and if you have the week before, they'll ask you why you don't have it this week. So there's a mile to have the week before, and if you can't have it this week, just don't make it lavish. Just make it a simple one, nothing more fancy than ofra before help.
Get the shop, everyone knows you're going to
last week. No, people do ofra the week before in general. I've been, even though, yeah, people do it for convenience. And surely over here, when the in-laws have to come to you, and they're much different to that's why I'm back, it is more convenient.
You get married on Thursday.
People don't want to go away for that Shabbos with the office with more Shabbos if I wait this book. It's not enjoyable. So for convenience. The next thing in Shabbos is what you have in Shal Shudas, which would have been the Shudah Mavsekes. First, the law is very clear that we eat Shudah Shloimoy, we eat Malchusay, we eat a bottle of yang, we not hold back, we eat everything, whatever you want. no difference. However, the gate of the chilul, we're going to stop at shkio. And Shmuel says you should announce you have to stop at shkio. Then we'll see the gate to mincha. The minyan will be a whole fuck of a half hour early. Let off to mincha gedolah. People will have to stop earlier. Why? You have to stop by the gate of shkio. Now, when you eat this shalashudas, there's no dinas in matzekas, there's no bread, there's no ashes, there's no egg. Do not say this is zeichel or leforfin. Those are things. However, the Mishmur does bring down that person should not eat it in a happy way, not be in a festive mood. People have a sober, calm, serene atmosphere, but not being in a festive mood. There, for example, the place coming down, you want to invite friends over. So if you always have friends and I think you cannot come over, that's the best. They come, but if you don't always have friends, you should not invite them. Why? We have a family together, and they basically, but that friend's over, the mice, if you don't go do that, we're not making it into a festive mood. What? And there is no Shabbos second. A Shabbos, yeah. Shabbos, it sounds like a place, but only Shabbos second, not that, not the other Shabbos, no problem.
Why did you walk around the Shabbos?
We'll get to it. Now, when a person comes to Shkia, stop, might say you can't bench after Shkia, no problem. There is only a question to get to my Machoinim, because the Chiv over here, and how can you wash your hands after this man? Even those people who want to say the Chapkilo, maybe you should bench before this man, because you have a Chit on Tisha B'Av. That's always Shiloh, but otherwise, you can really bench, especially not Makhid all year round, you surely can bench after this man, you should not worry about it, because you have my Machoinim. Now, to get to.
And you should do my Machoinim, or you shouldn't do it?
No. If you always do, you do what Shulchan Aruch says, Chayiv, about you do my Machoinim even afterwards. I mean, even if let's say you eat on Tisha B'Av, you should do my Machoinim also. You do whatever the Chiv is. Whatever the Chiv, if you always only tap it with the faucet, that's a waste of time. No, that we don't tap the faucet. Now, we do whatever the Chiv is. If you always do it, no. You can do some Chita Tisha B'Av. You need to Echrami. The question is, the Shulchan Aruch says, someone says you should try to bench before Shkia, not because I bench it, because I'm not afraid of him. Actually, not because this, you should not do that. Yeah, 100%. Now, the quality is, let's say Tisha B'Av came out on Tuesday, so the minute is an Erev Tisha B'Av, a person does not do two things, two chumras. I mean, the guy we know Tisha B'Av always starts with Shkia, the two things you mark. One is the Tayel, you don't take a leisure walk. The second thing is you do not learn on Erev Tisha B'Av, two different things. The question is, the get to this year, the Tisha B'Av is much of Shabbos. Can you the Tayel, take a leisure walk on Shabbos? And also, can you learn on Erev Tisha B'Av? Two separate things over here. So first, the Tayel, so take a walk, come on the Chidah, and you make it down. Maisha, since you cannot do any Tisha B'Av, and Yechol, together, a Gomer Shabbatina, no one knows why you're not taking a walk. Maybe one time, before, not take a walk on this Zman, Maisha, the person has to be Machmer. Now, Pasha means Machmer the whole entire Erev Tisha B'Av. That whole entire Shabbos morning, you should not take a walk. Now you're going places, not the Tayel. You have to go place to go. Walk back is also not a problem. But some take a leisure walk to do the. No, it sounds like only Erev Tisha B'Av. Only that day. Shmuel says Chatzos. For you, Shmuel says Chatzos.
No,
it goes out to Erev Tisha B'Av.
Is Erev Tisha B'Av the only
thing?
Yeah. That's not leisure.
You
need to get out.
No, that's not leisure. You have to take the walk for a walk. Oh, it's not leisure. And it's not me. But to do the Soldier Shuffle or to do the Snedjibu Chavit Shuffle on the circle or even if you need it for health reasons, no problem. Now, the second thing in the gate, Liman HaTorah. So, first and before Shema, in Tavkuf and Gimel, he brings down that person cannot learn on Erev Tisha B'Av. And he says, not only that, even with Chalim Shabbos, cannot say Pirkei Avos. Moshe Ramal says you cannot learn on Shabbos. Now, first, you get to learn things on Tisha B'Av in and of itself. The halacha is we do not learn except things that are Dvar Maroyim. Dvar Maroyim are Suki Kamsa Bakamsa, the Gemara in Tainus, the Yishalmi, Vikin the Pleasure, the Hilkos of Elis, Vikin the Wantaina, the Hilkos of Tisha B'Av. And therefore, in general, if you have an option learning Dvar Maroyim on Shabbos, Kolok Avos. However, the way the Mishavu of Haskin, he says in all of the years to learn on Erev Tisha B'Av, we want to Taino, it should be Machwa, our Inlim Chos, those who are Mekel. Over here, being down the Taz, those who are Mekel, Loi Hifsit. After Chatzos. Therefore, the Shaila really three things. One is if you learn all day Dvar Maroyim, Kol HaKavod. If you can't, then certainly in the morning not to be Machmer. And even Mishpur does not bring down to be Machmer. After Chatzos, still he says, you can waste your time, still doesn't learn other things like Hifsit. But if you can learn Dvar Maroyim, fine, that's the better thing you'll do. Otherwise, we're about to hold. And therefore, the correct thing about it is not to cause any Bittul Torah. And therefore, go learn whatever you can on Shabbat, Dukhazara, and Mukhsar. Now, Negea to Shabbos leading into Tisha B'Av, take one look at Negea to Shabbos and Chana, the Suga of Achana. The feeling from Shabbos Yimei Chol. A person, everyone knows, cannot prepare from Shabbos Yimei Chol, even if it's in the Kovod Shabbos or Zilzul Shabbos. So therefore, come on Shalom Shudas, and you want to pack it in, watch their fast coming off. Can you pack it in? I mean, eat express, or a nice way of saying, just prepare yourself for the meal, or for the fast, you have a Bayam Tzad Suga of Achana. The speaks out the place from the Maestro Vadi, you can eat as much as you want, you can, you're enjoying it right now. Just do not say they're doing it mitzvah the fast. Where they're coming from, the lucky is that Mishwami Dhamma Sefer Hasidim, that you'll have to sleep on Shabbos, you enjoy it. Do not say you're sleeping on Shabbos for much of Shabbos. Therefore, you can eat as much as you want, do not say you're doing it for the fast. And sometimes it's a little bit harder when you have kids around trying to desire them to go eat, or older children, you can go tell them, you know, eat for the fast. What you can do is speak out this halacha. This halacha that says that you should not speak out this halacha, that you're preparing for the fast. But usually most children who are the age of fasting will understand what exactly you're saying, and therefore they'll eat and pull themselves up and enjoy the food. A second thing to get out of is that sometimes people, they stop at skier, they want to go to shul, they bring with them the kinnis. They have a bayam, it's that the kinnis you're bringing from Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos. So says the Swami, you're not allowed to unless you use it before this month. Because then you're using it, bring it for Shabbos, and you're eating the kinnis on Shabbos. So again, do not bring it if you don't plan to use it. If you do want to bring it, then make sure you use a little bit during the day. Now, the inner of preparing also, they discuss when you can start taking off your shoes and when you can start taking off your clothing. First, they get the shoes before Shema. The Mos says that on Shabbos, they took off the shoes after Baruch Hu. After Baruch Hu, they were in shul, about the Samaria, they heard the Chaz say Baruch Hu, they took off the shoes. The question is, when in the world Ramah discuss the clothing? Is everyone in shul taking off the clothing? What's going on with the clothing? Terry is very simple, and the Ramah Paskins that you cannot wear to get Shabbos on Shabbos during on the 9 days. We're not knowing like your Amor. So he does not have to discuss taking off your big day Shabbos, because he, the Maestro, he wore big day Chol on Shabbos. So the only thing he had to switch was the shoes. Maestro also do have this problem. We do wear the big day Shabbos on Shabbos. And therefore, we have to take them off for the Tisha B'Av. Have to go do it. So there are different halachos you do after Baruch Hu, after Benes Moshes, after Shkiyah. The way how the ik of this place can seem to go is that first you'll see the Maestro, let's say you always daven at 8:20. Mine will be back 10 minutes later. 5 minutes later, it will be 8:30, 8:40. What they expect you to go do is after Benesh Moshes, they say, Baruch HaMav Dov and Kosh L'Chol, take up your shoes and switch it, take up your big day Shabbos and change it, and then go to Shul. That's how Kamat, Kukhazim, Amadabar, that's how Hoga, Kamat, all place, your Shlai, Nebat, America, they all seem to do the same thing. Again, they'll make this manam later. Then, whenever you finish your Shabbos, say Baruch HaMav Dov, change your clothing and go to Shul in that situation. Now, another thing to get to preparing for the tzim itself is something called Kali Tzim. It came very much in the past 15, 20 years, that people take these pills to make it, at least in the mind, easier for them to fast on Tisha B'Av. The question is, they allowed to go take it on Shabbos, preparing for after Shabbos. The two questions over here, one mitzvah, the sugya of Akono, second sugya, mitzvah, the idea of Rafua. It's healing you, it's time release capital that lets out your energy inside your body, gives you fire. So you let it go to the Shabbos. So this is Shalom Mitzvah, the two sugyas. Again, go Be'ikulah, but places seem to go this way. How Avos and Machs and Leo, they come to answer for a Fox Malach. They want to tie their first Mitzvah, the sugya of Akono. Could a person take a Klish from Malach to the Heter and bring it from a case of Mecham Letel? You let it go do that. Klish from Malach to the Heter, Mecham Letel, is water or water? Anybody? Water, very good. Pass the test. So now that's motor, why is it motor for? It's a chono from Shabbos to Mechol. What's the answer? So come on, Akhonim, point out the story. The issue of a chono from Shabbos to Mechol is only the case where it's not mitana tzol, he's saving something. When you come to save something over here, there's no issue of a chono. So you want to tie the mice of a tzol, so why are you taking the kalit tzol? To make sure you don't get in pain or hurt yourself, don't feel the fat. The mice of a tzol. The evil mitzvah, the sugar of a chon, does not apply by Klish Shemach Leheter, so that fast is him, it does not apply in this situation. Or, not the Lord should say it over. Something, the whole idea of a chon is, why do it now, do it tomorrow. You know why I'm saying this thing right now? Because if I do it tomorrow, I'll be ruined already. You know why I'm not eating right now? Because I can't eat tomorrow. So this was Nichol in the side of, just like Klish Shemach Leheter last day, he also, I'm making sure my fat does not happen without tomorrow. Tell a chon. Tell the sugar of a fool. The look is that a person put a band-aid on the finger. On Shabbos, it's protecting you from something else. says the Pesukim, protection is not refuah. So people get involved with, if so, any preventive medicine, maybe not necessarily get a refuah. Your Shabbat passes away, a Baal passes away. People want to know what these colored time is. It's making sure I do not feel the, get sick or feel the pain or feel that I'm hungry. It's preventive. Preventive is not necessarily the chumrah of refuah. Therefore, again, now those are going to be machmer. Some want tiny, you have to mix the inside your food. Some say mix inside your food before Shabbos. But the Ikla Paiskin seem to go that the local, the person can take this Kalei Tzayim on Shabbos itself. Now comes the Tzayim itself. Now, first, who has to fast the Tzayim on this kindness? So, Kalei Tzayim would fast, except our cases that are a little bit different in the Yuchat of this year. First case they discussed is a Chilik Tzav. Someone who's a little bit sick. Someone Kivega brings on the Shvat Yaakov, a kind of someone who's a little bit sick, might say can be Mekel. Then the Makor they're coming from is the case of Mesmila, we did the Mekel from Chatzayis, or we had Achorim do not bring down the Indian from Chatzayis, it's not like Mekel, the whole entire time you can eat even in the morning or the night before. And therefore, by a Chalik Sas, people might say, I'm Mekel, they eat. Now, once you have the idea of a Chalik Sas, someone the Paiskim, Genev Kivega, brought down by the Bialacha, and says, building upon that, who did the Muberes? Muberes is nicht the category of a Chalik Sas. In the case of a meneka, someone's nursing. Now, someone's in 30 days, that's really a chalik in better corner. Then everything is not eat. But a chalik tas, a mubarak, a meneka, they can the place can give it one category. That's fast. They can also give one category. And the look is that these three cases, a chalik tas, a mubarak, a meneka, might say they can't eat on Tisha B'Av. Now, even on the tas that they do eat on Tisha B'Av, the question is there a mila for them to go fast? So it can come from the swarm, they kind of that even when they are be'etzem, going to eat tomorrow, when they are on Tisha B'Av, still sit up some zalman and really have a chaimi point. And say the person should not, oh, I'm going to make it, I'm going to eat, let's eat on Shabbos ready. That means sit up some zalman, most people just had a big shalat shudder. Come on, all chaylim can get to the next day with no problem at all. There won't be magic, any ill effects to them. They would sit up some zalman, fast at night, Tisha B'Av.
Does that mean if they have a big breakfast next morning, they should skip lunch?
No. They say this because you're still fasting, you're being bizarre, apply yourself.
Once you break it, you broke it, yes.
Therefore, the insatiable is that if you can, and there's no need to have any ill effects at night, you should fast at night. Now, when in the morning should you break your fast? The question is, whenever you start feeling any ill effects, when you're embarrassed, when that goes on, then chanami, the loch is you can't eat. Now, once you get to the idea of eating, we know there's a sugya of Havdolah. Now, the gate of Havdolah, in general, one should have to make Abdullah. So you make Abdullah on Monday, Tisha B'Av, like everybody. You make Abdullah when you start eating. So the reason is why we're not making Abdullah on Monday, Tisha B'Av, because we have to eat. We have to drink it. But they don't mind, they're eating right now. They come on the place and they say, Be'ikr from the Chidol, the Shai Tshuva, that once you're going to eat, you have to make Abdullah beforehand. That means, let's say, a Mubaris is going to eat something next morning, 11 o'clock in the morning. She makes Abdullah at 11 o'clock. We'll get to how to make Abdullah. Makes Abdullah and then she get to how to make Abdullah, but she makes Abdullah 11 o'clock and then she eats. That means whatever you're about to eat, you make Abdullah right before him. That's what you're going to do.
And then you make Abdullah
for
everyone?
Oh, we'll get to that also. You make Abdullah. Now, this question is again to, we're talking about the Gedolim. What about Ketanim? My sir, you have an 8-year-old child, he's not going to pass. Does he have to make Abdullah? Do I have to make him form Abdullah? So this is a shalom among the Achoinim, the those will be mafra, but Ikhan Anogh is not the way the Anogh is, that if there's no one around making Abdullah, Ikhanam they can eat, and they'll hear Abdullah on Motsi Tisha B'Av. The reason for that is, you have to understand the Yisrael of Chinuch. Chinuch is not to get to hear, to get to your child to hear Abdullah. The Kanam of Chinuch is for the future. For the future, he's fasting. When he fasts, he has Abdullah on Motsi Tisha B'Av. Therefore, Ikhan Anogh seems to be that for a kid when there's only him around, he will only hear Abdullah on Motsi Tisha B'Av. Now, when a person makes Abdullah, they're really, who can make Abdullah for who? A chayil again is going to, let's say, last year, I ate in Tisha B'Av. I was sick, I just got out of the hospital, I had drug-induced hepatitis, so I just got out of the hospital last year, I was away for a couple of days, and I told her, I have to eat on Tisha B'Av. So I made Abdullah. Question, what about my whole Bnei Beitza? Can they be yaitu with me? I have kids 18, 16, 14, that gedolim, that can pass, can they be yaitu with me? So the shell is, are they on Tisha B'Av etim b'chiyuvei on Abdullah, except for he's blocking them, they can't eat. Therefore, they're going to wait too much for Tisha B'Av. Well, they're not a b'chiyuvei at all. So again, they're being on the Chidol, discussed it, the Ikki wants to tie in the command all places to go this way, that you are b'chiyuvei. Something is blocking you. Therefore, last year, I got my whole family together. I mean, Abdullah, everyone in my school was Yitzhak Abdullah. That's very good. Now the question, what about the carrots? Let's say your wife is over here, going to only wants to eat. Can you make Abdullah for her? Well, no, she's the one eating. Let her make Abdullah. So again, some say once I'm a bar chiyuvay, the law is I can make Abdullah for her. The Gemara of Nevin tells us, read, come on, all those from go by carriage. Shmuel Shabbat says, better for the husband to go make Abdullah. Yeshayla should make Abdullah, not in general. And therefore, they want to know that a husband should make Abdullah. That means my wife right now is pregnant. So I plan to make Abdullah for her in the morning. And therefore, I'm going to make her Abdullah. Not the question what to do with the case. But I'm going to make it. Whoever's around, all my kids are all here, Abdullah. And then the question what to do with their case, or how to make Abdullah. That's who to make Abdullah. What? The shell and the gate Abdullah in general about not making Abdullah. So there is a Milo. The Shmir Shabbat says, Toy Shabbat Yabdullah. Shmir Shabbat says, wait. That seems to be the most people do. Women don't like making Abdullah, they want their beer, whatever.
She's sleeping when you go to.
No. So first, everyone's very clear that if the woman starts having ill effects, if her husband's around, she should make Abdullah. If the husband's not around, do not wait at Ki who's there, she should make Abdullah right away by herself. 100%. If he's around, let him make it. If he's not around, she should make it herself. Now, how to go make Abdullah? So, first, to get to Abdullah in general, to get to Moshe Tisha B'Av, the way you do Moshe Tisha B'Av, there's no Pesukim, there's no Ner, there's no Pesamim, and you make a wine. But Tisha B'Av itself, making Abdullah, so first, where is the Barim Ha'ish? So, Lachas brought down filled in the Shulchan Aruch that everyone has to make a bracha Barim Ha'ish on Motzei Shabbos. That means all of us, no matter if you fast or not, make the Barim Ha'ish on Motzei Shabbos. Now, women, the big shalos, they allow to make a bracha not. Come on, the place in Taina, if there's a man around, if the man should make a bracha on Ishu should listen, say Amen and also have an offer in the Nera. If there's no man around, a shalos, if the place in Taina, she also makes a bracha. Also makes a bracha.
This you do before
Maya. Before Echa. Yes. What usually most people do, if keep Rabbi Antama now. Most people do after finish washes, say Baruch Hamadol, they change their clothing, and then do Baruch Hamadol. Then they go to shul. So it depends what you mean Machmud on the rice. That's what I said. Depends. Some people Machmud on the rice, then a bayah with Eish. So if you Machmud for the rice, you'll be Mekel for that. Punish boy won't be a problem. Take your shoes and your suit, and you say Baruch Hamadol. And then Eish, you should Machmud. Well, Echlam is Machmud Eish later on. But your wife will be stuck. She should make her own broccoli.
So you don't make it again on Sunday?
No, Eish we never. Most Shabbos, that's it.
You just think about my wife, then I don't make it.
No, we'll never Eish ever make. Only Moshav is never Eish again. No, you're Yotze already. Yeah, you're Yotze. Again, you're Yotze. You can't make your wife not Bach Yubei. Now, I come along first of the Chayla, how to go make Abdullah. So first thing, when you make the Abdullah, first of all, not say any Pesukim. Don't say any Pesukim, because that's the Retiro. And the Retiro won't say any Tisha B'Av. So don't say any Pesukim. Don't say, Hina Kali Shuasi. Just start off with the, don't say any Ner during the day. And all the summer. That means you start off what? The bracha of Opiak often, and they say Hamad and Mikvadish. That's all you say, two things.
And then now you just say Vermeer.
Yes. Now, when you make Abdullah, what do you go use? Is it wine or grape juice on Tisha B'Av, or you go use Khamar Medina? So if you hold there is such a concept of Khamar Medina, then the point is about what Khamar Medina to go use. One word I heard said use orange juice, another word said use tea. Other ones that go use whiskey. Fine, you have to have an empty stomach drinking whiskey. You'll be very happy. But the question is, what are you going to do if you hold this Khamar Medina? My son, numerous places in Taina, I spoke to a worker about it last year, told me there's no Khamar Medina, use grape juice. Okay, this one, that's where it is. No. We'll get to that when you get drinking it. First, what to go use? No, we're talking about on a chela. For my wife, one maker, Abdullah. On the fishbowl, on fishbowl itself. We didn't get that yet either. First, what to go use? What to go use? First, to go use the Kaddish and the Bikkur Pazim say that we might use grape juice. Now, once you go use grape juice, who in the Meister to go drink it? So, it really depends what you hold in general. If you always, whatever you do on a regular 9 days, if you give it to a kid, you have a kid. I might have an 8-year-old child. This year, I gave an umbrella to go drink it. So, he went around the whole building, knocked the doors. I'm an 8-year-old child. I go drink it. He had 8 cups of grape juice. He was very hyped on what happened. But he's very simple. So, Meister, the halacha is if you have any kid from 7 and above is really in the bracha, go give it to him, go drink, sometimes maybe 6. But 7 or above, it's definitely a bracha. A 4-year-old cannot drink it. Now, let's say lavas don't have 7 or 8-year-olds around drinking grape juice. What do you go do? Very simple. Whoever the chalas, they drink it. That means, again, if you're using Khamar Medina, then whoever is can drink it. If you're using grape juice, which I think is the correct thing to go do, then if you have an obstinate child, you have no obstinate child, then you give the isha, she'll drink the grape juice. Now, how much to drink? Now, some say to be kind the inner dollar was a more lugmo. How the question is, what do we tell the sugya of bracha akhoino? I mean, the Mon Lugman is not Revius, so we know I need a bracha koina on Revius because I had a big shiloh. It's not clear what to go do, but Berkut told me personally that I love the three Revius. Why am I to have bracha koina? Therefore, Revius koina is 2.93 fluid ounces, and that's the correct thing to go do with bracha koina. That means Mon Lugman is 1.6 farach, 1.5, and therefore that's the Yitzhak Abdullah. No, I'm just going with the numbers the book says. Mulligan was really old cheek. 2.93? Oh, that's what everyone says. Time not says.
You should do 2.9.
That's what time not says.
You should do 2.9,
yeah. Yes, I think that's a perfect number. No, no, without that. The number that Chaim Nam self writes 2.93.
I don't know what that is when I'm drinking.
Oh, you?
Measure before.
Measure before. You'll have to measure it. No, it's in the Medina on Tisha B'Av. Go measure it. Now, the last thing is that's on Tisha B'Av. What about now? Motzei Tisha B'Av. So, Motzei Tisha B'Av, again, the Geita, Abdullah, what everyone knows Abdullah, again, with no psukim, there's no Nair, B'Slam, and we start with the Bracha by Pierre Goffin, and we say the Hamavdil. Now, the look is the Derek Klal on Motzei Tisha B'Av. Since the basic mixture is being burnt on Tisha B'Av and Yud Ba'av, therefore we have the home just noy on Tisha B'Av, and also Yud Ba'av until Chatzos. This year, since it's Yud Ba'av and Yud Aleph Ba'av, we do not have the Chumrus, except there's one Chumrus, maybe a second one. It means, Avada, Mot Tisha B'Av, you'll wash your clothing, wash your body, you let it wear fresh a little clothing, no problem. Except both of the Yain until the morning, not until Chatzos, but until the morning, and some say music. The Sharatian, Fosh about the Gair, some music and watch Tisha B'Av. If so, the question is, when you make Abdullah, what to go do? Is then they'll get a bus of yain, and we mark one Motzei Tisha B'Av. Might come along with Mishmur, being now the Dagum Avov, it says no. The halacha is, by Motzei Tisha B'Av, we mark bus of yain, except by Sudas Mitzvah. And therefore, Abdullah is the case of a Mitzvah. And therefore, everyone on Motzei Tisha B'Av uses grape juice. Whether you hold a Chamamanid or not, everyone on my soul is grape juice, not like the Rosh Hashulchan. And therefore, Avada Abdullah is going to be in a case on grape juice. And again, however, all other halachas, we can make it right away on Motzei Tisha B'Av, except for bus of yain. We should not see these halachas being defiled. Not this last year. We won't even see these this year. This year, the Bez Hashem, the Yom of the Shemcha, and we should see all the opinion based on Mikosh.